Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor. TikTok, extremely controversial in the United States of America. Debates in Congress about banning. In Australia, however, there's no controversy anymore. The government has made a decision. I welcome Scott Maiman of CBS News in Brisbane. Scott, a very good day to you. Anthony Albanese, your new prime minister, and your parliament have made a decision about TikTok. What is it? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, it's a major shift in policies. TikTok to be banned from all government devices, whether it's a cell phone or an Apple device or whatever they use. If it's linked to the government, it's got to be removed immediately. That is the call from the Australian government because of the concerns that we are being watched. We've heard this time and time again, and now we're just another country, another blot around the world to add our concerns, add our voice to this growing concern about TikTok watching us, somebody in China watching our every move. So to avoid all that, the government has ruled. That's it. TikTok is over. It's got to be removed from all government
devices. Is this influencing private decisions, Scott? Is there any trend for parents to say, get it out of your iPhone to the children?
At this point in time, John, no. And it's the kids who rule TikTok, as you can no doubt understand. It's a popular piece of software, but it is a concern. And they are actually joking about when they put something up or when they're viewing something. There is a bit of a humorous reference to will the people in China get this? will they understand the joke in what they put up? So not yet. So right. Socially in Australia, it's still readily available, but it is being joked about within circles.
Immigration. I have a report from you, thanks to you, that over the next 2 years, Australia is expecting 900,000 people to emigrate to Australia. Is this welcome news? Is this because migration is a big story here, especially people without documents?
It's a major story. In fact, it is being considered as Australia prepares for its federal budget due to be handed down in about 6 weeks or so. Treasury officials forecasting we're almost talking a million people by the end of June 2025 coming here to Australia, or, of course, naturally, the births rate here in Australia as well. But it's the amount of people coming from overseas. We saw how limited it was during the pandemic. So this is a major turnaround. But the next question is, where do they go? What will they do? It's just something else that's going to be added to the Treasury forecasts here in Australia. And I don't know about you, John, but I've got quite a few friends who are from overseas. They've migrated to Australia. They were leading their professions in their respective countries. But to come here, when they thought they would be able to just walk in, maybe be a doctor or a lawyer or something, not so fast. There are so many hoops to jump through. They're told you have to go inland where it's pretty remote or find another profession. And so a lot of these people with great brains end up driving Ubers, taxis, or even opening up their own fast food outlet.
You have a drug problem, but unlike the United States, where fentanyl, precursors from China, fentanyl labs in Mexico, right into the narco-terrorism that comes into the United States through major cities, your problem is with cocaine. Is this long-standing, Scott, or fresh?
It's been a long-standing problem, but we have now, this is the news of this week, joined forces as part of an international crackdown. It involves the American Drug Enforcement Agency, World Customs Organization, And it's a major crackdown on a lot of the drugs coming in from Mexico and South America. And that's the huge crackdown. In fact, we just had a big one this week in the port of Brisbane, where about one third of the most recent crackdown on drugs were picked up. It's called Operation Tin Can. It's been targeting criminals working in the maritime supply chain. So they're actually bringing the drugs in, dropping them off at certain locations and being picked up. And it's supposed to be undetected. Well, the authorities got one better, obviously. So now they've all joined forces. It's an international sting. The seizure is massive. We're talking primarily cocaine, some of it's cannabis, but it was originally organized by Australian Border Force, but it's just become huge. Even Colombian authorities are working with this new Border Force Protection Agency to stop this shipment coming into Australia. It's a massive, massive program, John.
We go to New Zealand. You've been there. I've only ever read about it and seen pictures. The news is unusual. Bloomberg, rich foreigners spurn New Zealand after visa rule changes. 6 years after the controversy, reads the subhead, the South of Peter Thiel's citizenship, the South Pacific nation's new program to lure investment from wealthy overseas investors is off to a slow start. I'll say, in 2021, there were 492 applicants from very wealthy people for the program. In 2022, there were 14. What is this program, Scott?
Well, let's get off by saying there's only one way to describe this new program. It's not working. It was a change some months ago which prevented the ultra-wealthy from overseas buying into real estate across New Zealand. Now, New Zealand is beautiful. They've got wonderful waterways, blue, crisp, clear rivers. The countryside is just gorgeous, and the people are fantastic. It's no wonder what people wanted to buy into it and move there. Well, this new investor visa is aimed at luring high net worth individuals who can pour millions of dollars into the nation's companies. I'm talking about businesses. They can no longer buy into real estate. That is the problem. So under the old program where they were buying real estate, nearly 500 applicants in just 1 year alone, just in the past 6 months, only 14 people, only 14 applications were made. And that is a big embarrassment for the New Zealand government, the whole thing. It's pretty much, if I can put it bluntly, gross negligence for the New Zealand government to allow this thing to happen in this way, because it's detrimental to what they're trying to do for the economy in New Zealand, plus the fact it's just a bad look.
Do they get immigrants in sizable numbers as you do in Australia? Because we did that story a couple of weeks ago where they were returning refugee boats to their origin. They were blocking them. A hardball tactic. Now, they've had a change in government. I'm puzzled. Do they want people to migrate to New Zealand, or are they being particular?
New Zealand, don't get me wrong, a very welcoming country. The people are fantastic. But they want people to come the right way, not by the boat people issues, as we've seen over the years.
Right.
They want people to come in the right way. That's the problem.
Well, buying real estate is a way to make a home, I mentioned. Mm. And so it's a puzzle. The change in government, has it changed directions? Ardern was understood as very much in control, but progressive, we'd call it in this country, towards big government and liberal government. The new prime minister was put into place to change direction. What is the opinion in Australia? Is New Zealand a new day, or is it the same as it was before? We just have 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, we're seeing that Chris Hipkins is pretty hard-nosed. There has been a significant change in policy under this new leadership of Chris Hipkins. It's still a wait-and-see kind of thing, but he's definitely putting his foot down on a variety of issues, and immigration is just one of them, John.
TikTok banned by the government-issued devices in Australia. not banned entirely yet, like India. Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.